Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer community. This is Peter No with Mary Geffro. Unfortunately, this morning, Mary could not make it on, so I will be hosting the whole show today. And I just want to say good morning, everyone. I hope everyone is doing as well as possible. And we all know what's going on around the world and around the country. And today is a Motivational Monday, so I will do my best to motivate you today. I'm feeling really, really good with what's going on today's times. I will be keeping this call today pretty short. We will open up anybody's lines if you have any questions or if you'd like to ask anything or just share anything, what's going on. As you know, we're going through a times like this, you know, in not only our country, not only around the world, but even in Beamer by itself with the challenges that Beamer's going through. I had a really, really good time in the last couple of weeks just to reflect. And I know that was my topic from the first week of January when we moved over through the year. And I hope everyone on this call just had a chance to reflect. The 2020 year really started off pretty rocky, you know, as far as the everything that's going on. And when I was reflecting, I sometimes, you know, if you have so much news out there, what can you really look deeper into? Can we really appreciate every day that we have? What can we appreciate being, you know, just being here today, or just being alive, or actually just being healthy, being able to breathe? Some of us, you know, if we're watching the news, you know, there's all these, there's all these things going on as far as like hoarding, or like, you know, you see all this news on toilet paper and all this, like, you know, the, like scarcity mentality. But I believe, you know, because we're in a Beamer world, you know, we have so much more different things to give, especially because when you own a Beamer, I truly believe that your body and your mind is in such a rest and digest mode that we have to be calm about things and, you know, just be logical and think things through. And I had a time to reflect really what makes, what is the time going through right now? And I'm I think pretty deep. I look at a lot of events going on, and I'm very open-minded to the reality of things. And, you know, we are going through changes in the world. So, you know, what can you do to stay positive? What can we really do together as a community that is out there that has to do things as far as sharing or being bigger, you know, as people in the community or in the world? And the only thing that I really reflected on that just made a lot of sense is we cannot control the world, cannot control what's going out there, what's happening around the world, even in the United States. We cannot even control your neighbors, okay? We cannot control people. But the one thing that you have control over is yourself. Reflect that a little bit, yourself. In the midst of chaos, what's going on around here, isn't it the most beautiful thing to know that you have this quiet time because things are really shutting down now? I know, there's financial obligations. I know there are financial responsibilities that could bring on a little bit heavier stress. Could be, children are going home now. Children are being, staying home from school could really appreciate. Actually, looking at it from a different point of view of, scarcity, fear, of things shutting down, because the fear of it is because it never has happened before. The fear of something that has never done before, or a country is going to a direction that has never seen before, a world that is, experiencing something that they have never experienced at this level before. But what, during times of obviously crisis, there always has to be a light. So I look at this whole thing and I'm kind of reflecting on what is really going on. And, at the end of the day, again, if you lose your control, if you give away your control, then we will give away to fear. And then that means we don't have control. But what can we really control today, right now? I believe there's one thing that you can't control for sure. It's your health, yourself right now. Meaning you have to be able to stay so mentally healthy at this point, to be mentally strong for others today, okay? You have to, physically, you almost have to be strong. So for those of us few, very, very few lucky families in the United States today or around the world that does own the Beamer, and I'm not just saying it on a business point. I'm telling you, if you do own a Beamer, you do have the tool to be in a relaxed, more calm state. And if that is the one thing that can keep your household, your family very safe, at least be safe in that point of view. Because if you are in fear, if you give away to fear, then obviously your environment will feel that fear. And fear can never be built on anything to me, okay? Fear will only cripple you. So we today as a community, there's even in the Beamer, yes, we cannot sell the Beamer. We cannot share the Beamer in the purchase point of view. But what else can we do to our neighbors, for our neighbors to protect each other? Possibly we can share now in a deeper level with the Beamer, not to sell the Beamer, but just to give calming hand to people that really need it today, especially maybe the elderlies that today that need more help, that need more food. And in a time like this, yes, we do have to, make sure that you do take care of yourself, have some emergency stuff in hand, but it does not need to get out of hand, because I truly believe, during crisis times or during natural events, people come together. People share together. People will pray and do things together. And this is no different time right now, but actually in a time like this, we need it more and more than ever. But, as I'm calling my teams, as we'll all help calling each other, I know, that your immediate responsibility is your family, are your children, are your loved ones. But also know that we do have a Beamer family. We do have immediate families. And I believe what's keeping us going in our Beamer family is really just a trust in each other, because we know we have something that truly can help people, not in a financial world, but in a health world. And I really believe that we're giving back energy to the world. And I have this topic on, every 8 minutes that we can share to someone, what if that will calm them down? What if that will give them some sleep? What if that will give them some little stress relief because oxygen is going through them? It's just those little things that we just have to appreciate. And on top of this, You know, I had a talk with a friend last night too, and it's kind of weird. Maybe the sign is, you know, wow, what if, you know, the schools are closing down for families to be together even more for the first time? When was really the last time, you know, a mother and dad maybe could have stayed home with their children a little bit more and to be able to go through this crisis together, but, you know, to be able to comfort the children or to be able to be strong and maybe learn about each other, because maybe some families have never spent times like this together, maybe not even a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or even a month. So we don't know how long this is going to go on, but there are, you know, during different times, during changes around the world, during, you know, uncertainties in the world, humankind will always prevail. And no matter what it is, at least at the end of the day, you just know you have you, okay? And I believe in the last, you know, month or just a month alone, you know, I've gone through a lot of changes. I've seen my team's gone through a lot of changes. My personal friends go through a lot of changes. But I've seen people evolve. I'm actually seeing, you know, the positivity of people appreciating now more than ever the second. They're more appreciating being awake or alive today because they can feel things more now. It's not just like living day by day or mundane anymore of, you know, everything will be okay, because almost like we've been, you know, kind of comfortable sometimes. You know, sometimes most people or society or people get really comfortable. But I believe during these rough times now, people have to wake up. People have to take control. People have to see, you know, maybe what's really going on, and now appreciate what really matters to you. And I have to take a really strong reflection of really what matters to me. And, you know, during this time, I'm really being more calm now. I'm actually, you know, reflecting, praying, and really writing things down that truly, truly, truly matters to me on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis now. And I've never done that at this level or with this clarity. And I hope this kind of sends a message to you. I love to motivate you, but obviously motivation does start with a hope. So I'm giving everybody hope here, just to hopefully, okay? And I don't really use the word hope that much, but hopefully you can find it within yourself to become stronger at this point. Write down what matters to you. Write down who matters to you. And really now give that human touch, because the world needs our human touch. The world needs our energy. The world needs our love right now. And we can only do this one at a time, no matter what is going on, no matter who's taking control, no matter where the government's going, no matter what all this stuff is happening. It always starts within you and then within your household, within your family. So protect yourself. You know you have the best, you know, the best technology fills you now in the moment, okay? And oh, just know, look, you know, have that hope, okay? Things will clear up. The world will clear up. And no matter what happens, I don't want to be a preacher here, okay? But I truly believe that in myself. I am so calm right now, more than ever. I'm watching everything that's going around us, but it's not infiltrating in me. It doesn't bother me yet, okay? It doesn't hold in me, because I'm keeping my, you know, we're supporting our immune system so strong, then the anxiety won't kick in that much, because we know we are fulfilled inside, okay? Take care of yourself on, you know, we will be updating everyone every week as the company is updating us. The next update will be this Wednesday, so we will know what's going on with the company. But, you know, in times like this, we just cannot dictate a time, because obviously the government is going through a lot of change, a lot of, you know, they're being spread out as much as possible. So we don't know the time of this frame, what will happen. But you have the Beamer in your hands. We can be very creative. And let's see, what I would really love to do is just open up the lines for someone, and I love to bring in, my favorite, Casey. Give me 1 second, Casey. Let me see if this will work.
You
Casey,
got me
can
on
you hear
music,
us?
Brother. I can hear
okay.
you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Well, first of all, good morning, and thank you for your words of wisdom, Peter. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, last night, and it doesn't matter, you know, whether you're on the right side, on the left side, in the middle, clearly, obviously, we want to be concerned and you know, focus on our own health. And those of us in Beamer know that we have the secret weapon, or one of the secret weapons. But three things I wanted to say. Number one, please get your teams on the national call Wednesday night. We have all been frustrated, continue to be frustrated about no orders being able to be made yet. But I can assure you, said in the video that went out last Wednesday at the end of our RD meeting, regardless of class one or class two, you are going to be excited to hear the direction and the strategy that we have unanimously created at the RD meeting. So, you know, be on that call, and I think you're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel in terms of a strategy. Don't know whether there'll be more of a definitive timeline, but there'll definitely be the strategy. Second of all, this is a great opportunity, Peter, as you said, to come, you know, and connect with friends and family members. I also really believe that, you know, those of us in Beamer that have been promoting health and well-being, when we come out of this, and we're going to, you said it, we're going to, it's just a matter of time. When we come out of this, I believe that the world is going to be in a different place as it relates to focusing on taking care of oneself. Because if somebody is concerned right now about getting the coronavirus and not surviving it, it means that something is awry with their health. What the news doesn't tell you is 96% of people that get the coronavirus got through it with just typical, symptoms of a virus. You know, we don't hear about that. They've got us in an absolute panic, and we need to remain calm. We're going to get through it. Be smart. And the third thing, and some of you might not like this comment, but I saw it on Facebook last night, and I think it puts things into perspective, Peter. The comment said this: our grandparents and our parents were asked to go to war, and for months and years, their families suffered, not only without their loved ones with them, but during times of rationing. I can remember my mother telling me about her mother saving up her stamps so that she could buy a piece of meat at the store. We're being asked to stay home, watch Netflix, have a freezer full of food, and have our loved ones with us. Let's keep it in perspective, folks. So that's what I have to say.
I love it. Wow, Casey, I love that perspective. I think I just got calmer, another level deeper just right now. Yeah. Oh wow. I mean, we are totally in a whole new generation of how we live today and how we can take care of ourselves. And like I said, I believe, you know, many of us have never experienced this before as a whole. And we cannot go back to the war times, but can you just go back, you know, fast forward to how we are today, where this is almost called glamping in a sense instead of camping. But
exactly.
I just want to have some fun with this. But Casey, we truly understand what you meant by that. And it's very refreshing to look at it from that point of view. And just remember to stock up. But, you know, and I really believe, I believe what you said. After this whole storm, leaves, truly the world has been awakened on what to do, how to support their immune system, how to build their health to the next level, and really seeing the truth about, you know, obviously, like, you know, the pharmaceutical industry or drugs or what you don't need anymore in your body, to really how to help your body even more in a more natural way or with energy way. So I truly believe that. And thank you so much, Casey, for calling in and giving us your voice and giving us your wisdom as always. And
thanks, Peter. Stay calm. Be mine.
Big hugs. Let me see. I will bring in Deb. Deb Brawley, are you in the house? Give me one second. Deb, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Welcome,
okay,
welcome.
Great.
Good morning, Deb.
Good morning and happy Monday. And Casey, it was fun being with you at the RD meeting last week. And you guys, when I got off the plane on Thursday here in Michigan, I had three messages. Get this. Three. Two of them were from people I talked to 3 years ago. One was from somebody I talked to 4 years ago that wanted to circle around and hear more about Beamer. They want to be building up their immune system, and now they want to get healthy. Do you believe that? You know, so we can't turn the lemons into lemonade. But I was stunned when I got off and had three messages because of what's happening out there in the world. And, you know, you guys, I am one that loves to turn lemons into lemonade, and I have my freezer stocked. I have my menus all prepared, you know, written down and prepared for what I'm going to be doing for like the next 3 to 4 weeks. I have a list of things to do around the house that I'm going to be doing besides making my phone calls and working with the team. And, you know, we're doing live presentations this week. Our company, the Nationals and all of us, we do Tuesday night live presentation, Thursday lunch and learn live presentation. So we're just going to be turning it more to online than out there in person right now. It is sad, and you know, we have to go with the flow here. We aren't canceling. We just have to reschedule some academies. My Discover Beamer in Troy, Michigan on April the 4th, we have to reschedule it. You guys, that's out of our control. We can't control what's happening out there, so we just have to go with the flow. We're not canceling. We're just rescheduling. And you need to stay busy. You need to be listening to motivational books, read a great book, listen to good music. I plug into the news to see what is happening, just like they just announced this morning here in Michigan that all the restaurants and bars in Michigan are closing at 3 o'clock today. So every day we are hearing things that isn't great, but it is what it is. And you need to stay positive and focused and excited and find projects that you can do with your family and your friends. Saturday night, Mark and I had good friends over and we played euchre, and we're having those more home cooked meals. And I have game nights planned with my kids. I'm blessed to have both, all three of my kids living just 10 minutes away from here, and family dinners back to playing cards and games. I bought this neat new Monopoly game I got at Christmas. We haven't used yet, so I'm looking forward to using that. But you guys, you know what else we did? Mark and I, we had some prospect over on Saturday at our home, and we went over the horse unit. They own a horse, and they have people that owns horses. And we went and did everything with the horse unit, showing them everything. So I have my list of people that I know that know somebody that has horses, and I'm making calls about horses, which I still have to do, I'll be honest, a little more education myself on the horses. I didn't understand all the different breeds of horses that are out there, but I'm going to learn. And then I have my list of people I know that have relatives or friends in Canada. Who do you know in Canada? You can sell and get a new distributor in Canada. You can get a new customer in Canada. Start thinking out of the box and being positive and excited about it. I had a couple distributors that told me that they're turning their lemons into lemonade, that they circled around to some chiropractors that didn't buy a Beamer, and they offered and asked if they could be the Beamer distributor in their office for a time being, that things are, you know, a little slow now, but they're looking to give out services, and can they be doing the services and selling packages through their office? And they said, yeah, come on in. And one person had called and was all excited. He made an extra $500 last week selling sessions in this chiropractor's office. And the deal is, if a Beamer, when a Beamer sold, he's going to split those commissions with them. So, you know, if you are in need of some extra cash to help out right now for the car payments or the mortgages, think where you can go and sell sessions at and be out there helping people, because more than ever, people are looking to empower their immune system and get that blood flowing. And then think about Canada sales. Think about who you can get on the live calls this week. Think about who you know that knows horses, and you be the light in somebody else's life. Don't be doom and gloom. You be that light and give out the light. And I, as a leader and a regional in the company, it's hard hearing from some people that are really struggling. And but if I have somebody that's negative, I just have to go. I can't be on the phone anymore. I got to feed my heart, my soul, my mind with positive, uplifting messages and give that. What you give, you get back. So you be that messenger too out there and give people that inspiration and help them feel better as we make it through this storm. You know, in life, I know I'm probably older than some of the people on the call today, but, you know, in life, we all go through trenches in life. There's always been times, like they talked about the wars in the past, and it's when you're in those trenches, our characters are being built. And you need to be strong and believe and fight for you and your family and know that you will make it through the storm, and it'll be a lesson learned. And Beamer, the company, is going to be coming out more powerful, bigger than ever. I have so much confidence. I'm so impressed with what Lichtenstein is doing, working with Albert and the team. They are ahead of the game. They're in there fighting for us, and they're out there boxing and making it happen. And looking forward to being on Wednesday night's call with everybody. Get your team on the call, and better yet, who can you reach out and get on to Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time online live presentation and be that light to somebody else this week? So other than that, that's all I was going to share, Peter. Thank you for having me on.
Always good to hear your voice, Deb, and thank you for sharing your motivation to us for Monday. And we'll all definitely be on the call this Wednesday. And yes, just like Deb said, everyone, let's just keep on moving forward. There's a lot of positive things that we can do every day to make it better just for that day. Okay, so I will bring on the last caller, 310-995-9350. Oh, that's Claudia. Hello, Claudia.
Hi, Peter. Guess who? Good morning. Good morning, Beamer family. First of all, Peter, this was an incredible call, and I love everything that you shared for our community and having Casey Conrad come on and Deb Brawley, because right now really is a time. There's a lot of fear pervading, and we really have to walk in much more faith and just know that, you know, together as a nation, as, you know, individuals with our families, and to know that the Beamer family is here for everybody. And so I think right now, when I look at the situation, Peter, just think of ways that we can be of service to people, because I know that, you know, particularly in Los Angeles, where the mayor just signed an executive order to really start closing down non-essential businesses, people, you know, are going to start to feel isolated. And if you are healthy and you're not, you know, somebody with one of those big risk factors, you can go out and really help people with sessions right now. You can be that light for them in the day, and you can certainly charge for them. You can also tithe some sessions, maybe to people who can't afford them, and just build that sense of community. Because I truly believe, Peter, that when we get our updates on Wednesday and we see all the incredible plans that the company is putting forth for us, that the RDs, our national directors, worked around the clock to do, we are really going to come out of this extremely strong. You know, through every amount of adversity and challenge, you just get to see what you're made of. And this company has tremendous strength, this leadership in the field. I mean, I am uplifted every day with stories of what people are doing to continue to help people with Beamer. So I just really want to invite people to just think about how you can be of service for people, because sometimes that just takes the focus off the fear. And if we can do that, we'll have our plan, we'll start knowing how we can move forward, and we'll just stay connected as a community so that we can just move forward, you know, together. And we're going to come out on the other side with people really understanding how important proactive health is. because I think Casey said it earlier, Peter, you know, people that are really in fear mode who aren't in one of those immunocompromised categories. And I'm not saying to be careless about things or take this lightly, but there are a lot deeper health issues that are coming to light as a result of the coronavirus. And even just looking at the choices people are making in the food aisles, there's a lot of things that we really need to work to change. And so part of our education awareness going forward will be to show how Beamer can be a part of that healthy lifestyle. So that's all I have to say for today. And I've got to, I guess, go out and try to find the last roll of toilet paper in Los Angeles. So
thank you so much, Claudia, for your words of wisdom. It's very calming, and there are always things that, again, we can do, and those are the best things we can do as just a Beamer community. Just give and share what we have. And, you know, this is really a time to build deeper relationships, to really, again, look in deeper and what really matters to you. And pay attention to all the news of what's going on. There will be, I think, probably more changes happening as of, you know, every second of the day and more. So, okay, I mean, we have today, I think we're full today already. I just wanted to get on. Again, this is not really even a motivational talk. It's just a talk from us, okay, from us just to share with friends today, this morning. And if you needed to hear this, awesome. If you love to hear some more, just plug into our community and call anyone you like. Call your up teams, call your side teams, call your partners if you need just a voice to lean on. Okay, we are all here for you. I will be closing out this call today. I'll be praying for everyone today. Let's all pray together and really just send love to this world and plug in, okay? I'll see you all on the Wednesday call. And enjoy and have an amazing, amazing Monday. Thank you, everyone.
Today's show was brought to